What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report, man. Today is Friday, man. Finally Friday. August 11th time now is 2:04 a.m. Your boy's in a beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Right now, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's hot down here. Right now, it's 88 degrees. 88 degrees, man. And if you ever been to Louisiana, New Orleans before, it's like a heat that sticks to you. It's not like a, it's not just hot. It's a heat that sticks to you, man. Make sure you drink plenty of water. You'll be sweating your ass off. Oh, man. All right. So we got that introduction out the way. You know, I told y'all, man, probably was going to be my last podcast a couple of months ago. Said I was going to take a break and, you know, I drop back in and, you know, give y'all some updates or whatever going on in life, you know. So, you know, here I am. You know, and I looked at my podcast resume. I started doing podcasts in 2018 when hardly nobody that in my circle was doing podcasts, you know. Then a couple of people started doing them, and you know, by the time they started, you know, I was already, you know, doing my thing and, you know, moving forward in life. And it's just like, nah, man, I really, you know, I'm just dropping in right now because just to give y'all an update on life, man. Everything's been going good with me. You know, it's life, man. You know, you're gonna have your good days, your bad days. You know, I got like 4 years, 7 months before I retire from my part-time job. You know, the trucking business is for me what I do. There's plenty of money to be made, you know, in the game. But you know, sometimes you have breakdowns that can suck up your money. So, my last breakdown, I think I probably was out of like maybe $400, close to $400. And then I decided to get 2 new tires put on. And that hit me for like about $700 for 2 tires. So, and I got a load tomorrow, a little quick run. With this, I think this paying like 5 something. It, you know, it's just a quick little load. So, you know, hopefully I'll be done by, I want to say at least 1 o'clock. I'm shooting, being realistic. Hopefully I'll be done by 1 p.m. I'm going to finish working on the fence. Probably bring my truck back to the house. I want to install some lights on it, some LED lights, blue. And some other little knickknack stuff. Working on my Monte Carlo. You know, stuff like that, man. You know, I'm just lifing it, man. I'm just trying to stay busy, man. That's all, you know. I'm just trying to stay out the way, you know. I'm just doing me, man. I ain't trying to cause no waves in the ocean, you know. So that's it, man. I'm just here, man. You know. You know, me and politics. You know how I used to come at y'all. My page been dry, man. Like, everybody that was, you know, oh, Trump is the worst. Trump. Oh, Trump, he's going to have us at war. He's going to get us killed. Oh, Lord. I ain't vote for Trump. He's a racist. And now you got Joe Biden in there. Ain't doing a goddamn thing for nobody. White people suffering just like black people suffering. You know what I'm saying? But I don't blame nobody but the people that voted for Joe Biden. You know, with everything that's going on, it's y'all fault. It's y'all fault who voted for the clown. The dude is old. He hate black people. You know what I'm saying? He may hug you and kiss you, but that's the people that you got to worry about. Me, I like a motherfucker that I know hate black people, right? I like that type of motherfucker that I know I gotta watch. But y'all put y'all guard down. Oh, he's so old and frail. He's gonna be so nice to us. He's gonna give us everything we want. And they ain't gave y'all shit but hard times. But you know what? I digress. It's y'all guy. Y'all ain't coming on my page saying nothing about Trump. You know, Trump running again, you know. But they got this other guy, Vivek or whatever. You know, he talking, you know, kind of what I want to hear. But he kind of, it's like he's on the loop. Like he's just a recorder, like a recorder now, you know. So hopefully he change up and be himself. And, you know, he went on the Breakfast Club. And, you know, they just was like eating him alive. But he stood his ground. And places like the Breakfast Club, they going to sell black people out. Because they Democrats, The View. They Democrats. You know what I'm saying? They going to sell the black male out. They're going to sell you out every rip they get. Look at Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy. They invest in their money, but they ain't preaching investment. You know what I'm saying? They will preach that bullshit to get you caught up and still stuck out here depending on the government to give you something. But, you know, that's why if I'm scrolling on YouTube or something and I see it, but as far as listening to that shit, man, I listen to fucking 101 Country. I'm listening to my Spotify playlist, you know. I stay away from all that bullshit music, all that guns and violence, man. Look, I listen to fucking country music about love and shit like that. Fucking riding horses and trucking and shit like that. Man, fuck all that other shit. Ain't bringing nothing in my fucking life. And when my kids, I control, man. Look, my kids, they may sneak and listen to it, but man, they around me, man, turn that bullshit off. Shit don't even make no sense. You ain't no fucking gangster. You don't even know what 12 is and shit. You don't know what a stick is, a cake cutter, or whatever the fuck term guns are. You got a fucking good life. You got your own fucking room. You can lock your own fucking door. You got food. You get a ride to motherfucking school. So, you ain't listening to the fucking gangster shit because you ain't a gangster. You're going to listen to the shit that's going to get you further in life. That's just how I talk to my kids, and that's just how I am. You know, we can sit here and shit, but it's just music. It ain't just fucking music. You listen to the shit long enough, you start to fucking follow the dumb shit, thinking it's cool. The shit ain't cool. And us as black people, we let the shit go for so fucking long, and now look at the fucking spot we in. Fuck, you got fucking boys don't listen to the parents, the daddies out their lives. You know what I'm saying? So, man, get that fucking music away from me, man. Fuck. Look at that. You see how y'all got me all up in my feelings, in my emotions, man. I mean, let's talk about trucking. You know, flatbed, we're trucking, man. I love trucking so much, man. Like, I take the good with the bad in trucking. You know, I already prayed about it. I said, you know, tomorrow, ask the higher being, please just don't let me have no breakdowns. I'm going to be extra cautious tomorrow just to make sure, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to keep the truck up and running. Like, the last mishap, I made this turn kind of wide, but I thought I could make it, but I didn't know what was behind some grass, and it had to be something kind of hard because it broke my bumper bracket. But hey, it is what it is, you know. I manned up, I fixed it myself, you know, got out there, blood, sweat, and tears, fixed it, and then, you know, my bump on, so, you know, I'm good, man, I'm good. And like, I'm not going to even hold y'all up, man, it's just, let y'all know I'm thinking about y'all. You know, you listen to the podcast, you listen to it. You know, if you stop, you know, hey, it is what it is, you know. So that's what's going on with Johnny Mac, man. I got 4 years, 7 months before I retire. Trucking business, you know, that's the most important thing in my life right now is my trucking business. And I also do high wheel racing, you know. So you follow me on social media, Johnny McGee, you can find me. On Facebook, and it'll take you to all other spots, man. So, you know, that's it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. I mean, look, it's almost a 10-minute mark. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Try not to stress. Remember, man, speak to your neighbors. They speak good. They don't good. At least you did your part. Spread love in the world, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. And try not to stress. Love y'all.